Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 11th, 1953, and the title is Poison for Wild Bill. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a supporter.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Tie your folks, hold on to your hats, and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. 'Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Poison for Wild Bill Hickok. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time, for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of these pre-sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. When the early pioneers faced westward and pushed their ox-drawn wagons for the setting sun, a swarm of gamblers, crooks, and outlaws followed at their heels. Then on the trail of the outlaws came the law, and United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok with his famous deputy Jingles. Behind roaring six guns, Wild Bill and Jingles cleared a path for justice in the West and were marked for death. Then one day, death came steaming up before them in Poison for Wild Bill Hickok.
Should hurry up with them beans. It's going to be supper time before I get my noon meal. Hurry up, Charlie!
Hey, get easy, Jingle.
Hold your horses, you big ox. I'm dishing them up now.
Charlie ain't worth his salt. I don't see why Chops keeps him around here.
Can't get him out of debt long enough to run him out of town, I guess.
Uh-oh. Speaking of debt, Bill, I just remembered I cashed my paycheck this morning. Here's $1.06 I owe you.
Well, thanks, partner.
That squares us up, huh?
Yep. Until next week.
Oh, no. This month, I'm going to make my money stretch all the way. I'm not borrowing from you for a whole month. Now, you wait and see.
All right, Jingles. I'll wait and see.
Now, don't say it like that, Bill. I mean it. I'm not going to spend this $40 all at once. I'm going to stretch it all the way to next payday.
Well, there's the beans you've been yowling for, Deputy.
Well, you don't have to sound so happy about it, Charlie.
And there's yours, Marshal Hickok. Eat hearty.
Thanks, Charlie.
Don't thank me for nothing. You're paying for them.
Yow!
What's the matter, Jingle?
Oh, now, doggone, that stuff's so hot I can't eat it.
Let it cool off for a minute.
Yeah, good idea. I'll fan it with my hat. Bill, what are we doing back in Logan Center so soon?
The mayor invited me to come back to dedicate the new courthouse, Jingle.
What are you gonna do?
I'm supposed to turn over the first shovel full of dirt.
You mean we rode back over 100 miles of land just so you could turn over one shovel full of dirt?
There's a little more to it than that, partner. The law is really moving into the West now.
Well, now, after you put it that way, I reckon it was worth it. But I guess we better eat up and get over there.
There's lots of time. We're not due until 5 o'clock.
That's good. Then I can order up some more food. Charlie, come back here a minute, will you?
Yeah, what do you want? You ain't even started.
Tell Chops to rustle me up a man-sized steak and a plate of potatoes while I'm eating this.
Yeah, I'll tell him. Kyle Bill, don't touch them beans.
That's Chops, Bill. Now, what's got into him?
Did you hear me? Don't touch them beans. You ain't tasted them yet, have you?
No, Chops. Why?
Charlie poisoned them, that's why.
You just dug your grave, you old gopher.
Bill!
Don't none of you move or I'll plug you.
Billy shot Chops and is making for the door.
I'll get him, Bill. You take care of Chops.
That's it. Don't move, Hickok.
Ted got his gun, Bill.
I'm all right, Jingles. Go with Bill.
Let's get him, Bill. There he goes.
Charlie's sure fast on his feet.
He sure is. He's heading straight for Blakeo's gambling hall.
And we're heading in right behind him, partner.
Yeah, but don't forget we ain't exactly friends with Blakeo either.
Yeah, I know. Just slow up. Keep your eyes open. Going in.
Yeah.
Hold it, Hickok.
Bill, it's Blakeo. He's got the drop on us.
Going someplace, Marshal?
I'm looking for Charlie Mock from the cafe, Blakeo. Where is he?
I never heard of him,
Marshal. Now, that's a bald-faced lie if I ever heard one, you slick-eared salamander. We're going to turn this place upside down, inside out, and kittywamp us till we find him.
Hold it, Jingle.
Oh. Yeah. Tell him, Marshal. Tell him you can't search my place without my permission or a warrant. It's against the law.
That's right, Blakeo.
You don't have my permission, and you don't have a warrant. So long, Marshal.
Bill, that sneaking weasel Charlie's hiding in this gambling hole someplace.
We'll get him, Jingles. Maybe we'll get somebody else along with him. This could be my chance to nail you to the wall, Blakeo.
Yeah, harboring a criminal will get you 10 years, Blakeo.
Come on, Jingles.
Oh, by the way, Marshal.
Yeah, Blakeo?
I understand the mayor invited you back to turn over the first spade full of earth for the new courthouse.
That's right.
You better take a tip. You keep nosing around, and somebody else might be turning up a spade full of that earth and throwing it in your face.
A lot of people have tried that, Blakeo.
Yeah? Well, the odds are stacking up, Hickok. Somebody's got to get lucky sooner or later. So long, Marshal.
Yippee! Sugar pot.
They're sugar coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers, Kellogg's sugar corn pops are tops. Why, just talking about them is enough to make your mouth water. Big, pre-sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's sugar corn pops. And that's mighty fine munching anytime. Right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try sugar pops and see if you don't agree that they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin'-tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's sugar corn pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowl full of sugar pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles headed back for Chop's Cafe after their encounter with Blakeo at the gambling hall, Jingles was fit to be tied.
Why, that double-eyed, slack-jawed salamander Blakeo was lying, Bill. And you know darn well Charlie Mock was hiding in the back room.
That's a pretty good bet, Jingles.
Well, are we going to get a warrant and go back for a search?
Not right now. I want to see how Chops came out.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have left him, Bill. But I was scared you'd get him something and need some help.
You get him, Bill?
No, Chops, not yet.
Low-down insect.
How bad did he get you with them shots, Chops?
No, it weren't nothing, Jingles. Burned my arm a little. I done put some salve on it and forgot about it. You know, the whole dab burn thing sure beats me, though.
Got me a little puzzled, too, Chops. How'd you know those beans were poisoned?
I didn't at first.
Heard Charlie say something about putting pepper on Wild Bill Hickok's beans, and then...
Pepper?
Yep. Then all of a sudden I come to, knowing as I do that Bill don't like pepper. That's when I looked at the can and saw it wasn't pepper at all, but rat poison.
But why do you want to kill Bill?
Well, sir, darn if I know. But Charlie's been right sullen lately.
About anything in particular?
Well, reckon he's been losing too much money over at Blanco's gambling den. But I can't see where that could make him want to kill you, Bill.
Maybe I can add that one up for you, Chop.
What do you mean by that, Bill?
Never mind that now, Jingles. Well, howdy, Mayor Gibbs.
Howdy, Bill. Boys told me they saw you running across the street. What's the commotion?
Oh, Charlie Mark tried to feed Bill some poison, Mayor.
Well, didn't eat it, did you, Bill?
No, Mayor. Chops warned me in time.
Good for Chops. Got to have you at the dedication and ground turning this afternoon, Bill.
I'll be there, Mayor.
Hey, you better wear them six guns, too. Understand Blakeo and his boys are fixing to give us some trouble.
Blakeo, that varmint.
What's he up to, Mayor?
Oh, I reckon he's been the law around Logan Center so long that he don't like to see a courthouse go up in town.
He knows it means the end of his gang rule.
Now, what in thunder?
You, Charlie Mox running across the street like the devil was after
him. Wild Bill! Marshal Hickok! Don't let him get me, Wild Bill!
Bill!
Well, I'll be ding-dong. Somebody shot Charlie in the back.
Bill, that shot came from Blakeo's place.
That's right, Jingles. Come on.
Watch yourself, Bill. I don't want nothing to keep you from that courthouse in
the interview there, Bill. I'll be there, Mayor.
You just hope you will. If the right things have been going so far, we just might wind up any place else but.
Well, Marshal, back again.
Yeah, Blakeo, I'm back.
Get something?
Charlie Mock's lying dead in the street out there. The shots that killed him came from here.
You'd have to prove that, Marshal. And besides, me and the boys didn't hear a thing, did we, boys?
You're lying again, Blakeo. You shot him yourself.
Easy, Jingles.
Hickok, you better put a muzzle on that big windbag or I'm liable to let the air out of him.
Your time's running out, Blakeo. The noose is getting tighter around your neck by the minute.
You don't scare me, Hickok. I know the law and so do you. Anything you're thinking I did, you're going to have to prove.
And don't think I won't, mister.
Time to get started now.
Well, man, get out and shoot off your face. That's all the good it's going to do.
That's enough on you, Blakeo. Just you stick around, and what I got to say will burn your ears, that's what.
Then let's hear it, you old flim-flammer.
Ladies and gents, this is a red letter day in the history of Logan Center. Today, on this hallowed ground, we are taking the first step.
Yeah, we're in luck, Bill. Blake and his varmints are all over listening to the mayor's speech.
And we've got to work fast. This window's open. Let's get inside and find that rifle that shot Charlie Mark.
Doggone it. You know, I ain't as good as I used to be at climbing through windows. Give me a push, will you, Bill?
Yeah. In you go, partner.
In, Bill. Come on, hurry.
I'm coming through. Stand back. All right, let's look in the back room first.
I sure hope this don't take too long, Bill. They miss us at that dedication. Blake will come storming back here and they'll let us confuse
him. I say Blake and his kind are on their way out. Justice will triumph. As our late great President Abraham Lincoln said, it is true that you may fool all the people some of the time. You can even fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool all of the people all the time. I thank you.
Don't you can't talk about me like that. I'll have your head for that.
You won't have nothing but a rope, Blakeo, when Wild Bill Hickok gets back here with the evidence he's getting right this minute.
Mayor, doggone your flapping jaw, shut up. You done said too much.
What do you mean, evidence? Hickok, blast that Star Packer's hide. He's back at my place. It's a trick.
Yeah, the doggone good one, too. I reckon my speech held you spellbound, didn't it, yonry coyote?
Come on, boys. Back to my gambling hall. We'll smoke those two marshals out and gun them down on their tracks. first one that lets Hickok get out alive is going to get a chest full of lead from me. Ride, you maverick.
Hey, yeah.
Wranglers, don't delay. Enter Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest now. Listen to this first big prize, an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for this contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Pep. Or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on the Delta C&S Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. When Blako suddenly realized he'd been tricked by Wild Bill and Jingles and the mayor, he wheeled his horse and the whole gang raced back to the gambling hall. Meanwhile, inside Blako's place, Bill and Jingles continued their desperate search for the evidence to convict Blako of murder.
Bill, we ain't getting no place. I haven't even found a pop gun, let alone a rifle to match those slugs we took out of Charlie.
Keep looking, Jingles. It's got to be here someplace.
That's what you think. Maybe Blako took it with him.
He wouldn't take that chance, partner.
Well, this is getting to be hot work with both those pot-bellied stoves going full blast. Too hot for a fire today anyway.
Jingles.
What? They're coming, Bill? What's the matter?
Those fires. That reminds me, we haven't looked in those two wood boxes. Come on, dig under those chunks of firewood.
That's an idea. You take that other one and I'll look in here.
You got to have that rifle. One thing that'll put Blako behind bars.
Bill, I found it. Here it is. Same caliber, sure.
Good work, partner. That's got a shell in it for matching.
Bill, horse is outside. It's Blako coming back.
Well, here's Hickok's horse. They're here all right. Spread out and close in. Don't let him out alive.
What are we going to do now?
We're in a tight spot, partner. Got his whole gang out there.
Well, why don't the mayor and some of his men come after him?
They're so used to Blako's running this town, they'd hold back from force of habit, Jingle.
Then it's up to us, Bill.
Guess so. Unless we can make an old trick work for us again.
What trick? Bill Hickok, if you got a trick up your sleeve, let it out quick.
All right, you leathernecks. Get set to rush them.
Bill, here they come.
Quick, Jingles, give me a handful of your bullets from your belt.
Sure, Bill, here you are.
Good.
Bill, whatever you're going to do, do it quick.
Here goes. That's one. Now for the other. All right, Jingles, let's run for it.
Well, what's that for, Bill?
I threw bullets in both stoves. It'll sound like the Battle of Bull Run. Come on, there's a balcony out this window.
More dogs on window climbing.
Better than losing your neck.
Get in there, all of you. Hey, what's going on here? Where's Hickok and Jingles?
Blako sure waltzed into a hornet's nest that time.
All right, down those stairs. The horses at the bottom.
All right with you, Bill.
If we time this right, we've got another mighty big surprise all set up for Blako and his mob. So don't drag your heels, Jingles.
Mayor, not deck gummit. See what you went and done with your big flapping jaws. You got Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles in the pocket shooting it out with Blako's whole gang.
I didn't mean to say what it did, Chuck.
Well, you said it all the same. And if Wild Bill and Jingles is killed, you done it with your own feather brain yammering.
Maybe they'll get out of it alive.
Nah, maybe they won't. Only thing you do is organize these men and lead them down again Blako's mob.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Men, I pulled a boner. He's got Wild Bill Hickok and that fine deputy of his in a bad spot. And we gotta save him.
We sure do. Come on. Get on them coyotes and ride down the street of shooting.
Hey, wait, Chop. Look, coming up the street.
Wild Bill and Jingle. Well, glory be.
Glory, Bill.
Bill, we sure thought you and Jingle was goners that time.
Oh, Bill pulled a trick out of his sleeve and we got away clean as a whistle.
Don't count your chickens too soon, Jingle. Blakeco's gonna get wise in a minute and he'll be back with blood in his eye.
Did you find the gun, Bill?
Jingles did, so we're ready for Blakeco.
Bill? What if he comes back a shooting?
Then we'll have the biggest showdown the West has seen in a month of Sundays.
All right, gents, check your six guns.
Yeah, and you'd better check to see if you got enough sand in your backbones to use those hog legs when Blakeco comes back, too.
Not much time to waste, gents. Here they come now.
Hot ziggity, this is one they'll write down in history books. Hot cover, man!
We're off. Let Blakeco get the idea. We mean business.
You going somewhere, Blakeco?
You know darn well where I'm going, Hickok.
We sure do. You two-legged Gila monster, you're going to jail for a good long stretch.
You got nothing on me, lawman.
Tell him, Bill.
I think we have all we need, Blakeco. Jingles, hand me that rifle.
Where'd you get that?
No, I just happened to dig it up out of your wood box, Blakeco.
Blakeco, they got you cold.
You gotta get away now, Blakeco.
You ain't beat me yet, Hickok.
Spread out, men, and blast them.
Here it comes. Can we get them, Wild Bill?
You're out of your head, Blakeco. You don't stand a chance.
Oh, I will start with you, Hickok.
Bill, he's getting off behind that rain barrel.
Smoke him out, men. Come on, man. We'll get Blakeco's outfit down the last man. We've been waiting for this showdown for a long time.
Pour it on him, Jingles. Let him have it.
Yes, sir. Now, you salamanders, here comes the payoff.
Hickok, he's the one I want, boss. Get Hickok, I said.
Get him yourself, Blakeco. He shoots too straight for me.
Throw down your guns, you varmint!
Put somebody on yellow or something, or I'll get him myself!
All right, the rest of you drop those guns. Get your hands up.
Look at them show their colors, Bill. All right, you coyotes, line up.
You too, Blakeco. Throw up your hands and head for the courthouse ground.
Blast you, Hickok.
Hey, Mayor! You're all done.
Attaboy, Wild Bill. I knew you'd corral them.
Plant them up right here, Bill.
Well, Blakeco, thought you could outthink Wild Bill Hickok, huh?
Yeah, Blakeco's going to spend the rest of his days looking through a set of iron bars.
That'll be up to the judge to decide, Jingles.
Yep, and we're going to have a judge sitting right on this spot in the new courthouse.
Hey, that's right, Mayor.
I got an idea, Mayor.
What's that, Bill?
Well, since Blakeco set off his fireworks and drove it to a showdown, I suggest he turn over the first shovel full of dirt to start the new courthouse.
Hey, that's a great idea, Bill. Well, you heard him, Blakeco. Grab that spade and dig in. Move, I said.
All right, quit shoving.
There it is, gents. The new courthouse has started. Now, that's justice if I ever saw it. The last of the low-down crooks in Logan Center digging his own finish with a bright, shiny new shovel. Sure is a pretty picture.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, what's our story for Friday?
Oh, this is a Lulu guy. All about the troubles Wild Bill and Jingles get into with a cute old character called Pedro the Poet.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choo, choo, choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and Kitties too, choose the Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choo-choo,
choose
your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Jess Kirkpatrick, Vic Rodman, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.